Parak Vav Mishnah Ches. Amru lo la Kohen Gadol, they said to the Kohen Gadol, Higia Sa'ir la Midbar, the goat has reached the desert. Meaning they were not permitted to begin the next part of the avod of the service until the goat would reach the desert. They learned this out of a pasuk. So therefore, they would notify the Kohen Gadol that the goat reached the desert so they could continue with the Yom Kippur services. Uminayin hayu yodin, so the obvious question, how did they know? Shigia Sa'ir Lamidbar, that the goat reached the desert. Right? How'd they know about it? There's no cell phones. How'd they know? So the Mishnah says, Darkios Hoyu Osin. What they would do is that they would make along the path, they had like these mountains, okay, or these you know, towers, something like that, where they would have people positioned, Umanifin Basudara, and they would have these, you know, these cloths in their hands. V'yodin Shigia Sa'ir Lamidbar. And the one that was standing, Sha'omit Samachatsok, the one that's standing, you have all these towers with these high mountains along the path from Asad Yushlan all the way to Mount Azazel, the cliff where the goat is being thrown off. So when the last mountain or tower sees the Molech, the messenger, throw the goat off of the cliff, he waves his flag to notify his friends, and his friends notify his friends, etc., until it reaches all the Yushlaim. So it's a beautiful thing that they had set up, so that even though they were so far away, the messenger who's throwing the goat off the cliff, from each, you know, watch point, they were able to see it, and because they were very high, they would wave their flag until each friend would wave his flag, and then his friend would wave his flag all the way back to Yushlaim, so the Kohen Gadol would know that he reached the desert. And then, of course, then the Kohen Gadol would proceed with the rest of the service of Yom Kippur. So that's the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, V'alei Siman Gadol Hayolahem. He says, what do you have to have this whole, you know, thing set up? They already had a great big siman, a great big sign to notify them of this. Mi'ushalayim V'ad Beis Chidudai Shlosha Milin. Because from Yerushalayim until the place called Beis Chidudai was 3 mil. What does this mean? Beis Chidudai is the place where the desert begins. Okay, so from there they would bring the goat to the cliff to throw it off the cliff. And according to Yehuda, once the goat would reach the desert, right, even though the goat wasn't thrown off the cliff yet, the mitzvah was already fulfilled. That's what Yehuda's opinion. It's not the actual throwing off the cliff. Of course, he has to throw it off the cliff, but once the goat reaches the desert, it reaches Beis Chidudai, and it's considered that the mitzvah is done for the Kohen Gadol, he can proceed with his services. So, since the distance of Beis Chidudai, where the desert begins, from Yerushalayim was 3 mil. So we said like this, Holchem Mil, we said that the Chachamim would escort the messenger outside Yerushalayim 1 mil. So then V'chozen Mil, they had to return 1 mil, right? Took a mil to go, the mil to come back. And then once they're back, V'shon to the mil, they wait the amount of time that it would take to walk a mil. And then they would know now that the time of 3 mil has happened. That means he must have reached now Beis Chidudai. The messenger must have reached Beis Chidudai, which is 3 mil from Yerushalayim. And then the Yodin Shigiyas Yilamidbar, they would know the goat reached the desert, and then they can go ahead and continue with the service. So he says, just use your brains, do the math, and you don't have to have a whole, you know, thing with the flags, because he holds that once they reach the desert, already it's considered that the Kohen Gadol will go forward, and not that it has to actually be thrown off the cliff. Okay. And then a third opinion, Rabbi Shmuel says, they had a different simon. And this is the most obvious one. Lashon shel zahoris, there was a red string, hayakasher was tied a pischo shel heichal to the entrance of the heichal. Ukshagia se'ir lamidbar, when the goat would reach the desert, hayahaloshon malbin, this string would turn white, right, to show that the sins of Klai Yisrael were forgiven. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, and you chateichem chashanim chashel galbinu, that their sins, you know, that the string would turn white and show that their sins were forgiven. So all you gotta do is look at this string. So he says, you know, I disagree with the other two opinions. And they would use this to show that the seir, the goat, reached the desert, and the Kohen Gadol continue with the services. Now, in the last opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, they bring that up here, we won't get to it now, but there are some opinions that they take out the text. But, you know, we'll just learn it, you know, the simple way that it's there, and that's the third opinion, that he says, look at the string. The string was there by the Heichal, and if it turns white, we knew that the goat reached the desert, and therefore, the Kohen Gadol knew that he was able to proceed with the services, and that concludes Perek Vav. Moving right along to Perek Zion, Mishnah Aleph. Bola Kohen Gadol would come to the Ezras Nashim after he was notified the goat reached the desert, Likros, to read the Torah portion of the day. It was Likros with Big Day Butz. If he wanted to read the Torah portion with his Big Day Butz, his linen garments, his white linen garments he's been serving with throughout the day, Korah, he could read the Torah portion with that. If he didn't know, if he doesn't want to use those garments, Korah, but it's list love and Mishalo. He could use his own personal white robe. Because since the Torah portion of that day is not really part of the service, Kriyas the Parsha Eina Avod, it's not really part of the actual service, he's not required to wear the Kohen Gadol's white garments. And if he wanted to wear his own white garment, you know, from his house, he's permitted to. Chazan HaKnesses, the Chazan of the Shul, this is referring to the Gabbai, and he's called the Chazan because he's Chose, he sees all the needs, and he, you know, and he's there to accommodate, and he's there for the people to attend to their needs. That's what the word Chazan over here. Here, the Chazan means more like a Gabbai over here. He's the Chose, he sees what people need. So he notes all Sefer Torah, he would take the Sefer Torah from the Shul, but knows the Lovosh HaKnesses, he would give it to the head of the Knesses, the head of the Shul. He was the one that would set the matters in the Shul, like who should go up to the Amud and Davin, who should read from the Torah, etc. A little bit different than what the Chazan was. V'Rosh HaKnesses knows the Sagan, and then the head of the Shul would give it to the Sagan, to the Vice Kohen Gadol. If Asagan knows no the Kohen Gadol, and the Vice Kohen Gadol will give it to the Kohen Gadol. So there's a whole procedure to get the Torah to the Kohen Gadol. The reason why they did this, they passed it from one to the other, was to show honor to the Kohen Gadol, because, you know, they're all coming to serve him, to fulfill the pasuk that says, Barov Am Hadash Melech, that you serve our King Hashem, the more people, the more honorable it is. So since it's the Kohen Gadol is serving Hashem today, we give more honor to the Kohen Gadol, because he's our messenger serving Hashem. The Kohen Gadol Omer Mekabel, the Kohen Gadol would stand up and accept the Sefer Torah from the Vice Kohen Gadol. The Kori Omer, he would read the Torah portion standing up, and they infer over here that from the fact that it says he would stand up and receive it, it's mashma that till now he was sitting. So only in the Ezras Nasha was he able to sit. But in the Ezra Yisrael, another part of the Beis HaMikdash, he was not able to sit. It was only the king's son, Beis David, were able to sit alone, but not him. So we see over here that it had to be, he was in the Ezra's Nashim, where Kohen Gadol is allowed to sit. The Kori, he would read from the Torah, Achri Mos, the Parsha, in Achri Mos, it talks about Yom Kippur, the Asar, another Parsha that discusses the Yom Tovim in Sefer Vayikra, the Afapi, and even though he has to roll the Sefer Torah, from Achir Mos to the next Parsha, to Ach Ba'asar, right? And we don't want to make the tzibur, the public, wait for them to read the Sefer Torah, to roll the Sefer Torah, right? We don't want to make a tircha the tzibur, we don't want to make people wait for them to roll it to the next Torah portion. So they say it's not a problem because they would have a meturgam and a translator, they would translate each pasuk. And by the time he's done translating the last pasuk, they're quickly rolling it, and they'd come back in time so that no one has to wait from when they go from one Parsha to the other. So it's interesting, in those days they would actually translate the Torah portion that was being read. And during that last pasuk they were translating, they would be rolling the Torah to take advantage of their time and not make the public wait for the next parsha. But however, the last portion that they read, which was Ube Asa, another Torah portion, that was very far off. So instead of rolling all the way over there and making people actually have to wait, what they would do is the Golo Sefer Torah. They'd roll up the Sefer Torah. Umenichu Becheko, he put it like under his arm. And then he would say, more than I have read before you, Kasav Khan is written here. And what does that mean? More than I have read before you is written here. Meaning he's notifying the people that don't think there's anything missing from the Torah, or I'm saying something that's not in the Torah, it's all here. But Uba'asar Shabachuma Shabakudim, this last parsha of Ba'asar, which is in Bamidbar, so he's gonna say that by heart in order that people shouldn't have to wait for him. Kori Alpeh, he read that by heart. So he read it by heart so that people shouldn't have to wait for them to roll the Sefer Torah all the way to Bamidbar. But not to think that it was missing from the Torah, and that's why I'm saying it by heart. It's there. But I'm saying it by heart so we don't have to be rolling it there and making you all wait. Mevarach Aleh, make the brachos. Shmona brachos or eight brachos. Al HaTorah, the bracha on the Torah. V'al HaAvodah, the bracha on the Avodah, the service of the day. V'al HaOdah, and a bracha on giving thanks to God. V'al Mechilas HaAvon, a bracha on forgiveness of sin. V'al HaMikdash B'fnei Asma, a bracha on the Beis HaMikdash.
Va'yisol b'fnei atzma b'bracha on klal yisrael. Va'yushlayim b'fnei atzma b'bracha on yushalayim. Va'al kohanim b'fnei atzma b'bracha on the kohanim. Va'al shar ha'tfila. And then a final bracha on the rest of the tfila as a supplication, a tchina and a bakasha, a supplication and a request for klal yisrael of anything that they need. And then you conclude, baruch atah Hashem shmei tfila, blessed you Hashem, hears our prayer. And that's how we conclude this part of the service from learning from the Torah.